WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little bit of stoic wisdom and a whole lot of humor. Now, let me ask you something. Ever feel like a human pinata? You know, the kind people just keep hitting with their requests, opinions, and expectations until you're barely holding it together? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That feeling is often a sign we need to build some serious boundaries. Today, we're diving deep into the art of setting strong boundaries, not as some rigid rulebook, but as a way to protect your energy, cultivate deeper relationships, and actually live a more fulfilling life. Think of it like this. Boundaries are like those invisible fences around your emotional, mental, and even physical space. They define what's acceptable and what's not, helping you say, hell yeah, to the good stuff and politely decline the rest. Now, let's break down five powerful takeaways that will supercharge your boundary-setting skills. 1. Know your values. This is like the foundation of your boundaries. What truly matters to you? Is it authenticity, respect, time with loved ones, or personal growth? When you know your core values, it becomes crystal clear where you need to draw those lines in the sand. Think of it as figuring out your personal non-negotiables, the things that are simply off limits because they compromise who you are and what you stand for. 2. Embrace, no, like a boss. I know, saying no can feel awkward or even scary. But trust me, it's a superpower. It's your right to decline requests that don't align with your values, goals, or simply your current energy levels. You don't have to over-explain yourself or justify your decisions. A simple, no, thank you, can be incredibly powerful. 3. Communicate clearly and kindly. This is where the magic happens. Once you've identified what you need to say no to, communicate it assertively but respectfully. Be direct about your boundaries without being aggressive. You can use phrases like, I appreciate you asking, but I'm unable to commit to that right now, or, that doesn't align with my priorities at the moment. 4. Be consistent. Consistency is key when it comes to setting and maintaining boundaries. It's like training a muscle. The more you practice saying no and enforcing your limits, the easier it becomes. Don't let people push your buttons or wear you down into saying yes when you really want to say no. Remember, your time and energy are valuable. 5. Practice self-compassion. Building boundaries isn't always easy. There will be times when you feel uncertain or hesitant. That's totally normal. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and learn from any missteps. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Ever been stuck in a meeting where someone keeps hijacking the conversation, leaving you feeling unheard and frustrated? Or maybe you've had a friend constantly call or text late at night, disrupting your sleep and precious downtime? These are classic boundary breach situations. But here's the cool part. You have the power to change that narrative. Let's say you're in that meeting again. Instead of letting someone dominate the conversation, politely interject with something like, I'd love to hear your thoughts, but I also wanted to share my perspective on this. This assertively asserts your right to be heard while still being respectful. And when it comes to that late-night texter friend, try setting a clear boundary by saying, hey, I love catching up with you, but after 9 p.m. is my quiet time for relaxation and sleep. Can we chat earlier tomorrow? See how powerful that is. By simply communicating your needs and expectations clearly, you can transform those frustrating situations into opportunities for mutual respect and understanding. So remember, building strong boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about creating a healthy space for yourself to thrive. It's about honoring your values, protecting your energy, and cultivating relationships that are truly fulfilling. You are worthy of respect, you deserve to be heard, and you have the power to create a life that aligns with your authentic self. Now go out there and set those boundaries like a champion. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing this message. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and let me know what boundary setting struggles you've overcome or are working through. I love connecting with you awesome humans and hearing your stories. Until next time, keep striving for that mental fitness gold. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.